I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Another church falls victim to Haiti's gang violence. Partners in Haiti tell Greg Yoder of Christian World Outreach that gangs struck north of the capital.
It's outside of Port-au-Prince, so they're expanding their territory. There was a pastor and several of the people from his church were killed by gang members, and I believe they also burnt the church down.
CWO church partners continue their work in 8 locations, but the needs are growing daily.
We're just looking for ways we can help those we know and those that are in great need of food and shelter.
Look for ways to help in the full story at our website and ask God to guide and protect gospel workers in Haiti.
I don't know what the answer is at this point, but we just pray that God will intervene in what's going on in Haiti, and that even during these hard times, that Christ will be shared.
And in all the challenges Haiti knows today, there's also joy. This summer, Radio TV 4VEH is celebrating 75 years of God's faithfulness as they broadcast gospel hope to the nation. Storley and Kate Michelle serve with 4VEH, a ministry partner of Transworld Radio. They say Haitians know how to celebrate. The team is planning special church services across Haiti and the U.S. and even soccer tournaments. Kate says they're excited to hear more stories of how God has moved in the lives of listeners. There's more ahead, too. 4VEH is looking to harness digital technologies for more gospel impact, Storley says.
The future for us is exactly that. What do we use today to reach people for Christ?
Would you prayerfully consider partnering with 4VEH to reach Haiti? We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.